Gwennifer Lake. As the intensive search for Lorraine Vandenbosch continues, the RCMP has widened its operation to a 20-kilometer radius around Gwennifer Lake. The search for the elderly woman is now by air, water and ground and is utilizing dozens of volunteers who are using planes, ATVs and horses in their increasingly desperate efforts to find at least clues to where she might be. Through those intensive searches, we've cleared off and check-marked these areas. You're looking at that scene and you're adding to as you're expanding the search, said RCMP Corporal Troy Savinkov. We're continuously re-evaluating where we've been and continuously expanding on where else we could look. However, despite all efforts since the late morning of May 29, no clues or sightings of Vandenbosch's whereabouts have been found. We're getting a lot of community support. There's been thousands of man-hours so far put into this through volunteer organizations, said Savinkov. On May 29, RCMP issued a media release seeking the public's help to find Vandenbosch, 78, a resident of Didsbury, who was last seen that day at about 10:30 a.m. at the Dixon Point campground. RCMP said on May 29 she may have been confused at the time of her disappearance. Vandenbosch is described as 5 feet tall with red hair and light complexion. She was last seen wearing white pants, white and black shirt, black runners and a cream-colored hat. Savinkov said Vandenbosch was with family members at the campground before being reported missing. He said the operation to find Vandenbosch now includes search and rescue teams from Red Deer County, Sundry and Rocky Mountain House, as well as by airplanes, a helicopter, underwater searches in Gwennifer Lake, searches from ATVs and horse-mounted patrols by Area Crime Watch volunteers. Still no signs, said Savinkov. He said RCMP is asking anyone who was in the campground from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on May 29 to come forward if they have dash camera photos and could present the raw footage to police. It's a long shot, but maybe there is that possibility, he said. We're also asking homeowners that live within a 20-kilometer radius of that campground to keep their eyes open, to look at their property's outbuildings and treed areas for any signs. Savinkov said police are also asking anyone who may have picked up hitchhikers around the time of Vandenbosch's disappearance to give RCMP a call. As for foul play being involved in the case, Savinkov said while RCMP always looks at all possibilities there, hasn't been any suggestion of that at this time. Anyone with information regarding the whereabouts of Vandenbosch is asked to contact the Innisfail RCMP detachment at 403-227-3342. Tipsters wishing to remain anonymous can contact Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477. Tips, online at www.p3tips.com or by using the P3 Tips app available through the Apple app or Google Play Store.